107.3 WAF, the only station that really rocks. The latest from Jerry Cantrell, Cut You In. CD comes out a week from yesterday. Yes.
Next week.
I know, I'm trying to figure out the date. Week from yesterday would be, I guess, the 7th, maybe?
I don't like things put in that perspective. Like a week from yesterday. Yesterday's gone.
I know, I should say
next Tuesday.
There you go. Very good.
Yeah.
And speaking of like an Alice in Chains thing, we're doing that gig at Polyester's, Route 9 in Framingham, Friday. From 10 to midnight, we'll be there with a band that does nothing but Alice in Chains, an Alice in Chains tribute band. Facelift, right?
Facelift.
So if you're making your plans for the weekend, you could join Op and Ack at Polyester's, Route 9 in Framingham, Friday.
I'm not.
Dude, what's up with the weather? My God, how depressing.
Come on.
Do you know that the temperature dropped 50 degrees in 24 hours?
I know when it dropped, too.
When?
When I was laying in bed with just the sheets on and the window open.
That's when I found out.
I woke up at about 3, 4 in the morning like,
right.
Freezing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I had that nasty summer sweat going when I went to bed.
Yeah, because it was hot when I went to bed.
It was hot. I had a sheet and a blanket on. And just like you said, in the middle of the night, I'm like, whoa, why is it so freaking cold? It's the middle of the summer. We don't have weather like this.
The summer.
Oh yeah, it's only freaking
Well, you got to throw these days in. We had a pretty good run there.
Yes, we did.
Some nice weather.
And actually, it's good. It's not going to be too bad the next 4 days or so. It's going to be mid 50s. You know.
It's just unfortunate it had to fall on a Wednesday.
I know. Now, who else is bummed out there?
If yesterday's weather was today, the boob index would be way up there.
It would have been a 10 plus. Yeah. It would have been the best boob index in the history of WOW.
Today we have like a 1 boob index. It's like a 0 boob index.
Yeah, maybe a 1, 1.5.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
As always, next week it's a very long summer.
Yes. Coming. We still have a show to do here.
Of course we do.
And we got lots to do, actually. Everyone, I was just reading email before we went on the air.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to hear the They Call My Name's Bill phone call from yesterday.
I did that late yesterday in
Happened
the show.
Happened late in the show yesterday, so I'm sure there's thousands and thousands of people that haven't heard the latest They Call My Name's Bill.
Thank you, please.
Prank call.
Call the pharmacy.
About the impotence pills?
Yeah, Viagra,
right.
It's called. And,
right.
Yeah, it's supposed to cure impotence. You take it an hour before sex, and you're sporting wood.
Right.
You should go to work.
Right.
So old Bill called.
And you know what? How about we do it the next time we talk?
That's good.
We'll play it twice today. We'll play it in a little while, and then we'll play it in the 5 o'clock hour as well.
Thank you, please.
All right, and if you got something for the show, give us a call, 931-1AF. Fax line is 931-1073. And we're also going to update you on the Mayor Menino situation. So stay right where you are. It's the Op and Ack Show on the only station that really rocks, 107.3 WAF. 107.3 WAF, the only station that really rocks. That's the song She Found You from the band Sam I Am. It's Sophie and Anthony.
Emma.
Looking at the paper, it's so weird. Baseball season has started. So Celtics, I was going to say. Red Sox play tonight. It's just, it's hard to comprehend at this point in time.
At least it's not snowing. I remember, a couple of times the Sox would kick up and it was snowing out. So you don't need that.
Well, a year ago today, we had the huge 3-foot blizzard.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, thank God.
Knock on wood, it's not happening this year.
I'm pretty satisfied. It's pretty much done. Winter, I mean.
Ah, you had to say that. Knock on something.
Today I took my ice scraper out of my car.
Ah, you threw it away.
I threw it away right in the dumpster. There it went.
All right.
Took the snow shovel out of my trunk.
Yeah.
Make a little room for the golf clubs.
There you go.
So we should have that blizzard by tomorrow or the next day.
They're kind of hinting at rain mixed with snow over the weekend.
There will be no snow. The weathermen love saying that because wouldn't it be hysterical if after all the heat we've had, it snowed? Now, we know it's not going to snow, but we could say it might snow.
It'll
make the people go, can you believe it? It's so hot, but next week it's going to snow. And they know it's not going to snow. They know it.
I hope not.
We've got the geeks.
But I'll tell you, baseball season, I'll pick up some interest like May 1st. The first month of baseball, I just can't get into it. I got to get past the hockey and basketball season still.
It really makes no bearing on what the season's going to bring either.
No, not really.
Hey, they're doing great. You know, fast forward, end of the season. That was the crappiest season they ever had.
Right. I love the real heavy fanatics they get on the air at the sports stations and stuff. Say the Red Sox, God forbid, lose their first three games.
Right.
It's all over, dude.
It's pretty much over, I think. Right. You know, hope we got to look toward next year, I guess.
Yeah, let's start playing. You know, planning
three,
for next year.
Three out of 1,000 games that they play.
Yeah, we only have 159 games left. I just don't see them turning it around, you know?
Yeah, it's looking pretty grim.
Right. You
That's
watch.
Funny.
You watch. Soon as the Red Sox lose that first game, tune in on your favorite sports station, and you'll have all those complainers bitching about the team and how they suck and what's wrong with the team and blah, 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 blah.
Know-it-alls.
That's right. So do we know what's going on with Mayor Menino yet?
No, I haven't gotten any more information than we got earlier. Seems some kind of accident in Florida.
In Florida. If anyone has the latest info, could you please give us a call at 931-1AF? We don't have a TV station that we could tune in, but
no.
Supposedly a serious accident in northern Florida. All right?
Yeah, man.
Hey, dude, we got to play the They Call My Name's Bill from yesterday.
Oh, boy. Thank you, please.
Now, what's the setup on this?
Well, I was reading the paper yesterday. New drug, Viagra. If you're impotent, you're a guy, you take it, and you get wood. You take it an hour before sex, you get wood, and it lasts through the sex act.
Nice.
And men are just saying, impotent men are saying, this is the best thing in the world, it's a miracle, they can hop back in the saddle again.
I'm just not into pills and devices to, you know, for sex.
The pump. I like the Nike sneaker pump they put in your sack and
blow
it up.
Yeah, you pump up your schween so you can have sex. No, thank you. My sex life is over if it comes down to that.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But, we figured old Bill, they call my name's Bill, ought to call a pharmacy and find out about it and maybe tell him he might have taken a couple of pills too many.
Yeah, because you're only supposed to take one. It's strong stuff. And yesterday when Bill called, he took five.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this from yesterday.
Hello, what can I help you?
Yes, please. They call my name's Bill. I have a couple of questions, please. I'm an elderly gentleman.
Yes.
I'm calling about the drug Viagra.
Right.
It's the impotence drug.
Right.
How does this work?
It acts upon smooth muscle tissue. It's a tablet. It's taken by mouth.
Orally.
Orally, correct. It's not available yet.
Well, one of the gentlemen at my home was a test subject.
Right.
And he had some, and I mixed them up with my vitamins, and I took five.
You took five of them?
Yeah, now I'm hurting.
Yeah, I believe so.
It's blown up like a party balloon. I have quite an erection, and I want to know what I could do to get rid of it. I'm an elderly gentleman. They call my name's Bill.
Right.
Is there something I could do? It's got a life of its own, I tell you.
Yeah, I know.
It's like I swear it's like a party balloon. Like I could make a giraffe out of it if I wanted to. But it's hurting now, and I need something to do with this.
Right.
To get rid of it. Do you have any drugs to get rid of it?
No, we don't.
Or should I just stare at a picture of Rosie O'Donnell? Would that work, please?
It might work for me, that's for sure.
No help from the pharmacist. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I tried just squeezing it, thinking it would go away, but then my testicles blew up like hoppity hops. I just can't get rid of it. I took five pills, and it's out of control.
I know. It's on a mission.
I look like my name should be Tyrone.
We're going to have to wait out the storm, I think.
My wife ran away. She was frightened. It was so big, she couldn't get wet at Niagara Falls. She's like 70 years old, and she hasn't seen a monster like that since the Kaiser was in charge over in Germany. It's like a big blood sausage.
I know.
You ever see those at like fairs?
Mm-hmm.
Big blood sausage is what I got. It's turning purple. It's like I got an eggplant between my legs.
I would go to the ER.
ER will take care of it?
Yeah.
I need a bun for my blood sausage.
I think so.
Maybe a nurse could take care of that one for me.
I think so.
I don't think it'll fit in the ambulance. Quite frankly, they might slam it in the rear door.
They could put you up on top.
I look funny laying on a gurney covered with a blanket. It looked like a teepee. For crying out loud, it's huge.
Okay, well, I would go there.
Oh, thank you for your help, Mr. Pharmacist, please.
No problem.
Thank you, please.
Bye.
And there he goes. They call my name's Bill. 107.3 WAF, the only station that really rocks. 107.3 WAF, the only station that really rocks with the Hunger and Vanishing Cream, a WAF exclusive. Haven't played that song in a while, huh, bro?
No.
I'd like to
hear
that
again.
Without a doubt.
Rocks.
Hey, we got a lady calling the wrong radio station.
What station?
I don't know. I think it's Howie, whatever.
Oh.
Big, fat, bloated mess.
Okay.
You want to mess with her?
Hey, sure.
Okay.
Hello?
Is this Howie Kahn?
Yes. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good.
Good. I'm calling regarding the contest on WIKO.
Yes, and tell the people about that contest.
Okay. Am I a winner?
Why don't you describe the contest to everybody?
Well, if you're the 68th caller, you could win $1,000, or you could win $5,000.
That's right.
And you're giving away $20,000.
$20,000.
Right.
Big contest we're having here.
Right. Am I a winner?
How long have you been listening?
Oh, all the time. I listen to Howie all the time.
Hey, ma'am, can you believe about Mayor Menino?
What, being in Florida?
Well, you haven't heard?
No.
He was in a horrible car crash today.
No, what happened?
He died.
Get out of here.
It's going to hit the news at 6 o'clock. You watch.
Get out of here. Where did it happen?
Northern Florida. I guess he was driving to the airport to come back to Boston, and he was in an accident.
Are you kidding?
No, head-on collision.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Jim in charge of the news department here.
Really?
Yeah.
Jim, did I win any money?
We're just trying to get the reaction on the Mayor Menino thing.
Well, I called to see if I won any money. You haven't told me.
Our mayor died, and you
I don't care about the mayor.
All you want is
all
money?
All I want is $1,000.
You're pathetic.
I know it. I am. I'm a typical Bostonian.
You're completely pathetic.
I am.
You don't even have any remorse for Mayor Menino's family?
No, I couldn't care less.
Why?
Because I don't live in Boston. He's not my mayor.
We want to give the money away to someone that lives in Boston and understands our city.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
In other words, I'm not winning, huh?
No, you're not winning at all. You're actually pissing me off.
Oh, really? Well, you know, the same goes to you.
Whatever.
You're a ditto head.
A ditto head.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that's real original.
So, are you really working for RKO?
Our mayor's head went through the windshield a couple hours ago, and all you care about is winning money.
Are you really working for RKO?
Freaking slob.
Oh, quiet, you jerk.
Slob. Oh, there she goes.
She wanted her money.
Well, she ain't getting money from us. Metallica coming to town July 18th to Great Woods. We'll have tickets to give away. As part of our summer concert marathon. We got to start talking about that soon, huh? It's WAF. Crank up the stereo, baby. AF.
Hello, who's this?
What can I do for you?
Who is this?
Who is this?
Oh, my name is Mary.
What can I do for you?
Well, who is this?
This is Jim.
Jim who?
It's just Jim. Why?
Because I want to know who you are. I want to know where you're working.
Huh?
Where are you working, Jim?
RKO, what's up?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Whatever. What can I do for you?
Nothing. Thank you.
Slop. WAF, the only station that really rocks. Goldfinger and My Head, one of the bands that played the indoor beach party this past Saturday night. Couldn't go to the show. Well, we got lots and lots of footage for you for this week's episode of Real Rock TV. We'll be on Saturday night at midnight on WNI, so tune it in to see what you missed. It's Opie and Anthony. You got something for the show? Give us a call, 931-1-AAF. AF!
Hey, hi. Listen, I'm calling you from New York.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to ask a question.
Yeah.
A friend of mine from Providence just called me and told me that you had mentioned that Pearl Jam is breaking up.
Yes, that's the info we're getting.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, the reason I'm calling, you see, I'm a bodyguard and I travel for different entertainers.
Yeah.
And I'm due to go on the road with Pearl Jam.
Right.
And he just called me because he knew I was going on the road with him, and because their tour starts June 20th out in Montana. And we were supposed to be around Boston area on the 15th of September. at the Great Wood Center?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't look like that's going to be happening.
Wow.
According to our sources, by the end of the week, they're going to be completely done.
No kidding.
Yeah, so you better check with your people before you go on tour.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, they just sent me the itinerary. I just got it in the mail Monday.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he called me to tell me that you people had mentioned.
Well, I guess Eddie's not happy because the record sales aren't doing too well. And, and the tickets for the tour in some cities are flat out doing horribly.
Yeah. So, well, I know he's very upset with Ticketmaster, always has been.
Well, he's also getting a lot of, you know, flack from Ticketmaster and stuff.
Exactly.
And for going back with Ticketmaster to sell the tickets for this show. And I don't know, I think it all got to him.
Wow.
All right.
That's ironic, yeah.
All right, bro.
Jason, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. AF.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what happened to Menino? I was in the bathroom taking a dump. My coworker saying he's dead?
Yeah, he was in a car accident in Florida. He was on his way back to the airport to come back to Boston. He was in a head-on collision.
No kidding?
Yeah, all the details are sketchy, but it's going to be on the news at 6, I guess.
Oh, no kidding, huh?
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for telling me, man.
That's pretty freaky, huh?
Isn't that something? Jesus Christ.
All right, man.
Have a good one.
Thank you. AF, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Andy.
What's up, Andy?
I got some news. My parents just came back from Florida, and they said they drove by the accident site where Mayor Menino got killed in.
Yeah.
They said 95 was closed for the longest time. I guess an 18-wheeler hit a bridge abutment. The bridge collapsed, and it collapsed on top of Mayor Menino's car.
Jesus Christ.
So
yeah, the details are slowly but surely coming in, but...
So, I mean, more bad news for... Boston listeners.
Freaking tragic, bro. What is the city going to do?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the info. If you find anything else out, please let us know, because we don't have any access to news right at this moment.
Do the best I can for you, brother.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it.
All right. 107.3 WAF, the only station that really rocks. That's the band Caramel and Lucy, a WAF exclusive. It's Opie and Anthony. How are you, bro?
What's up, man?
Busy, busy day, actually.
I'm just not looking forward to going home, and the TV is going to be taken up now 24 hours a day with the Menino story.
Ugh.
You're going to have to look at his history, rise to mayor, and please. Tired of it.
AF!
Hey, my brother just woke me up and said the mayor of Boston's dead?
Yeah.
He said he got struck by lightning or something like that?
No, that's... there's so many stories going around. No, he was in a traffic accident in Florida on his way to the airport to come back to Boston. He was vacationing down there.
Really?
Yeah, 995. Something to do with a bridge and a tractor trailer, but, you know...
Did lightning hit the bridge?
I didn't hear that part of the story yet.
Oh.
You know, when a big story like this breaks, a lot of weird facts come in.
He's really dead?
Yeah, head-on collision.
Wow.
All right, bro?
All right, man. Thanks.
I guess we'll find out more soon.
Yeah.
There you have it. Oh, Crazy Jim's on the hotline.
Crazy Jim.
Crazy Jim!
Hey, what's going on?
What do you got today, bro?
Hey, listen, I'm driving around and listening to the radio, and they're reporting that Mayor Menino died. You guys heard anything about it?
Dude, we've been talking about it for the last hour and a half.
Oh, well, you know, I have to listen to other stations and crap.
Listen to our station. You work for AF, you idiot.
Oh, sorry.
Well, what are they reporting? What's the latest?
Anyway, they're saying that he was in a multi-car accident, and there was tractor trailers involved, something about a bridge. I didn't quite hear it all.
Well, someone just called in and said that the car was struck by lightning. That's completely ridiculous.
I didn't hear that.
All right.
Well, you know, that's all I heard. I just try to be reporting the news as I heard it.
All right, brother.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. All right.
Can we talk about something else today?
Yeah,
please.
Depressing.
Oh, I got something I got to play.
What?
Stick around. We'll do it next. The only station that really rocks, 107.3 WAF. WAF, the only station that really rocks. Sublime and Santeria. It's Opie and Anthony and the rest of the gang here in the AF studios.
Hey, man.
In a little while, we're going to get a report from Jacksonville, Florida. I think we got a reporter that's going to give us some of the details on the crash, so keep on listening for that, all right?
All right.
Hey, I got to abuse you today.
What did I do?
Remember after the show yesterday, you went into the production studio and you were cutting some spots for the Boston Celtics?
Yeah.
And you goofed up a little bit?
I was having fun.
I got Anthony bloopers, everyone.
Come on.
You did this to me about, I don't know, a year ago, and I got you back. You were having a tough time with the script for the Boston Celtics.
I wasn't having a tough time. You kept yelling, one take, do it, one take. Come on, that's it, that's good. Like, if I slurred a word, Opie's like, no, leave it, that's good.
Right.
Like, we're in a big hurry.
Well, I got the whole mess on tape here for us.
I knew I should delete these things after I do them.
Check this out. This is Anthony messing up in the production studio last night.
On Watch Antoine Walker and the Boston Celtics battle Horace Grant and the Orlando Magic.
Good enough. Keep going.
Watch Rick Pitino, that cockfuck. Watch Rick Pitino, that cockfuck.
Good. X-ray.
Don't miss Antoine Walker. Ron Mercer and the Boston Celtics go head-to-head against Kerry Kittle.
Good enough. Keep going.
Kerry Kittles?
Yeah.
Who is he?
That is a real name. All right.
Kerry
Kittle. Take three, take two. Go.
Celtics game time gets underway tonight at 6:30. Tap off is at 7. Sparks are going to fly and it's going to come out of Antoine Walker's cock when the Boston Celtics fuck Horace Grant up the cock ass. Sparks are going to fly when Antoine Walker and the Boston Celtics battle Horace Grant and the Orlando Magic. Celtics game time begins tonight at 6:30. Tap off is at 7 on the home of the Boston Celtics.
Jesus. Well, you kept yelling, faster, go, now. What the hell are you doing in there?
That's damn funny, though.
I've gotten you sometimes, oh boy, when you're in that cursing.
I know. We'll have to play some of my bloopers.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Fair is fair. All right, if you got something for the show, give us a call, 931-1AF. Fax line is 931-1073. We'll get a report from Jacksonville, Florida next. Stay right where you are. WAF, the only station that really rocks Pearl Jam from the Yield CD and Wishlist. It's Opie and Anthony, a very, very busy news day.
Yeah.
With the death of the mayor, the Pearl Jam thing. And Kevin Klein has just handed me this. You're not going to believe this one. This is coming out of Washington. Paula Jones case versus Clinton thrown out.
That's it. It's over.
It's over. In a stunning victory for President Clinton, a federal judge has thrown out all of the charges in Paula Jones' sexual harassment lawsuit, an official said today. Arkansas federal judge Susan Weber Wright has reportedly ruled that Jones had failed to produce evidence of harassment. Indications are that Jones' lawyers will appeal the ruling.
Yeah, of course, they
that
will.
That means the Monica Lewinsky thing is Dunsky, the Willie thing is Dunsky, all that stuff is done.
Well,
Clinton walks.
Well, if they find out he lied or anything, if any of those things come back up, I don't know.
Amazing.
I don't think it'll ever all go away.
You don't think so?
No.
That's absolutely a huge, huge story.
He's
breaking as we speak.
I don't think he sexually harassed her in the first place. Even if he did pull his pants down and go, hey, honey, you want to, you know.
Wait, most guys do that any Friday night in Boston.
She ran out of the hotel room. It wasn't like he, you know, coerced her out of a job or something like that. But, I think it's silly. The case was silly. Not that I don't think he's been banging everything that moves.
I think it's very obvious at this point that he's been banging everything that has moved for the last 15, 20 years. And I think Hillary Clinton knows exactly what the president has been up to.
Yeah.
I think they have some kind of agreement for political power.
Yeah, they both get whatever chicks they want.
Right. Exactly.
What do you got, man? What's up, man?
I got to come in here. I don't want to.
We're turning his mic off for a minute. If you got something for the show, give us a call. 931-1AAF. AF.
Who is this?
Opie and Anthony. What's up?
What's going on? This is Phil. I'm a listener of yours.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, I got a question for you, man.
Yeah.
This Pearl Jam thing, is this an April Fool's joke?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys suck.
Sorry. That was our little April Fool's joke for everybody.
What about this Menino thing? Is that the same thing, too?
How could that possibly be a joke as well?
Wow.
That would be a very sick joke, dude.
Yeah, man.
I don't even think me and Anthony are that sick, but you got us on the Pearl Jam.
Has anybody else got you yet?
No. I think you're pretty much the only one that has figured it out.
Damn.
Matter of fact, dude, we got to go because we're going to be talking to Roger Grimsley from Jacksonville about the Mayor Menino thing.
Oh, all right, dude.
All right, brother.
Take care.
Bye. There you have it. Dude, we got Roger on the line finally.
All right. From Jacksonville.
From Jacksonville, Florida, where the Mayor Menino crash happened. He's from, Kevin's handing me this, WNWZ News in Jacksonville. Roger!
Yes?
It's Opie and Anthony from WAF in Boston. We got you live on the air. We're trying to get the latest on the Mayor Menino crash.
Yes, gentlemen. I have some details for you. I've been putting them together here in the NWZ newsroom. Mayor Menino, that's your mayor?
Yes.
Yes, Boston.
He was traveling north on I-95, which I'm sure some of your listeners are familiar with. On his way to Jacksonville, it appears, to the airport. He did have luggage in the car. In his Lincoln Town Car, and he had a head-on collision with a tractor-trailer, I'm said to report. It only happened, say, within the last 60 to 90 minutes, so I don't have many details, but it was a Lincoln Town Car. A female companion, maybe of Cuban descent, unsure of the age, but somewhat young, also in the car. There's no word on her condition, but the mayor has been pronounced dead at the scene.
Wow.
So we have a rather grim situation down here, and that's just about all the details we have.
There's no like cause of the crash or anything? Any info on that?
You know, it's really hard to tell, but it appears that the tractor-trailer crossed the median and basically became airborne.
Wow.
And went into the other lanes and landed head-on, basically.
Well, we're also hearing rumors that there is lightning involved, but...
We did have lightning. I don't know if that was part of the crash. It may have been. As far as I can tell from the scene, though, it seems the tractor-trailer jumped the median and crashed head-on to the mayor's
wrong
car.
Wrong place at the wrong time. Wow.
All right, there you have it. Roger Grimsley from Jacksonville, Florida.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Roger. And there he goes.
Wow.
That pretty much confirms it. Let's go to the phones next, get some reactions from the listeners, huh? Cool. Give us a call, 931-1AF. In the meantime, it's Beck. Yeah, 107.3 WAF, the only station that really rocks Stabbing Westward and Save Yourself. Those guys rocked the Karma Club last night. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey, man.
Phone's going absolutely nuts today. Another busy show here.
It certainly is.
We're getting a request to play the They Call My Name's Bill call one more time.
Thank you, please.
Hey, dude, I got to ask you a question real quick.
Yeah, hit it.
How old is Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton turned 50, I believe, or 51 tops.
All right.
So, Al Gore turned 50, right?
So 15 years ago when he had this little tryst with Miss America there, Elizabeth Ward Grayson.
He was about 35, I guess.
35, and she was 22, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Bill.
Rock.
Yeah.
And Chelsea was about 3 or 4 at the time.
Yeah. See?
What a mess he is.
This guy is just a finagler, man. Look at that. She's Elizabeth Ward Grayson. She's kind of cute.
Yeah, she was cute,
actually.
She doesn't
fit the profile of all the pigs that Bill's been boffing.
No, not at all.
Here are the news, the Paula Jones case thrown out of court.
Which is just amazing.
That's it. He, once again, the Teflon Prez walks. Nothing sticks, man. Nothing sticks to this guy.
That should be his new name, you know?
Yeah. He's slippery.
That is an amazing story.
Like a lot of the girls that leave the Oval Office, he's slippery.
A lot of amazing stories today.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a replay. They Call My Name's Bill from yesterday.
Oh, boy, I need my Viagra.
Yeah, what's the setup on this again? That Viagra is an impotence drug for guys that can't get it up?
You take it an hour before sex, and you're stiff as a board for the whole length of the act.
So you got to make sure you're going to definitely score.
Yeah, if you take it thinking you're going to score and then you don't, now what are you going to do? You got to walk around with this thing in your pants? You know?
I know what to do. Come on.
I don't know. Yeah.
That would be horrible.
Oh, my God. That was horrible.
So anyway, this new impotence drug, they call my name's Bill, called the pharmacy because you're only supposed to take one pill, and he took, five?
Yeah, horrible thing for old Bill.
Check it out from yesterday.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, please. They call my name's Bill. I have a couple of questions, please. I'm an elderly gentleman.
Yes.
I'm calling about the drug Viagra.
Right.
It's the impotence drug.
Right.
How does this work?
It acts upon smooth muscle tissue. It's a tablet. It's taken by mouth.
Orally.
Orally, correct. It's not available yet.
Well, one of the gentlemen at my home has was a test subject.
Right.
And he had some, and I mixed them up with my vitamins, and I took five.
You took five of them?
Yeah, now I'm hurting.
Yeah, I believe so.
It's blown up like a party balloon. I have quite an erection, and I want to know what I could do to get rid of it. I'm an elderly gentleman. They call my name's Bill.
Right.
Is there something I could do? It's got a life of its own, I tell you.
Yeah, I know.
It's like I swear it's like a party balloon. Like I could make a giraffe out of it if I wanted to. But it's hurting now, and I need something to do with this.
Right.
To get rid of it. Do you have any drugs to get rid of it?
No, we don't.
Should I just stare at a picture of Rosie O'Donnell? Would that work, please?
It might work for me, that's for sure.
No help from the pharmacist. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I tried just squeezing it, thinking it would go away, but then my testicles blew up like hoppity hops. I just can't get rid of it. I took five pills, and it's out of control.
I know. It's on a mission.
I look like my name should be Tyrone.
We're going to have to wait out the storm, I think.
My wife ran away. She was frightened. It was so big. She couldn't get wet at Niagara Falls. She's like 70 years old, and she hasn't seen a monster like that since the Kaiser was in charge over in Germany. It's like a big blood sausage.
I know.
You ever see those at, like, fairs?
Mm-hmm.
Big blood sausage is what I got. It's turning purple. It's like I got an eggplant between my legs.
I would go to the ER.
ER will take care of it?
Yeah.
I need a bun for my blood sausage.
I think so.
Maybe a nurse could take care of that one for me.
I think so.
I don't think it'll fit in the ambulance. Quite frankly, they might slam it in the rear door.
They could put you up on top.
I look funny laying on a gurney covered with a blanket. It looked like a teepee. For crying out loud, it's huge.
Okay, well, I would go there.
Oh, thank you for your help, Mr. Pharmacist, please.
No problem.
Thank you, please.
Bye.
I love old Bill. We love they call my name's Bill. A blood sausage. The only station that really rocks, 107.3 WAF. AF.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, could you tell me if that report of Menino's death is true or not?
Well, we can't really confirm it at this time. We're going to have more info in a few minutes, actually.
Well, what was that report you had a while ago? You said it was from Jacksonville. Wasn't that a confirmation?
Yeah, Jacksonville, the story goes Mayor Menino was in a car crash head-on with a tractor trailer.
Well, City Hall won't confirm it.
Well, why would they confirm it?
Why wouldn't they if it was true? Neither will BZ or WRKO or any of the other stations.
It would put the whole damn city in a frenzy.
Then why are you reporting it?
Because we don't give a, you know what.
I just hope you're not playing a sick joke on the city.
On the whole entire city?
Yeah.
My God, that would be crazy.
Mayor's very important to you, I guess.
Yes, he is. And if this is a joke, this is sick.
Okay. Well, we're going to get the latest report in a few minutes, so you keep listening, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Whew. Tough day here at the old Rock and Roll Ranch. Hey, earlier today we had Damon in from Brother Kane, Damon Johnson.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
This is really cool. Ozone had him on the show. He was doing a little promo tour for his latest CD, and he played a song from his latest disc. And then when he got off the air, he decided he wanted to play another song. And he played the single from his new CD, I Lie in the Bed I Make.
So this is the first time it's getting played?
Ever, yeah.
Wow.
We just kind of threw him a guitar that hangs out in Dave's office, our boss's office.
This guy rules. He's no prima donna guy. He comes in here, you give him a guitar, he's going to play.
There you go. So check it out. It's Brother Kane, Damon Johnson, actually, of Brother Kane. And I Lie in the Bed I Make. This is about 4 hours old. Check it out.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from outer bound, I try to relax. When my church runs me out of town, I give them a chance to behold what you never knew coming around. And I won't be leaving. Say you can, say you will. I'm trying to fall out of self-regret. Hold the hand that holds your fate, but don't let it lead you home. I am the bet I make. On and on. I am the bet I make. I needed a show to believe in a jagged edge, sentiment of a self-centered wonder man coming unglued. I couldn't be more obvious. Say you can, say you knew. Your sincerity blamed in doubt. All you loved and all you knew. Time let it lead you on and on. A lie in the bed I made. Still attracts a crowd. I try to relax. Oh, I couldn't be more obvious. Say you can, say you will. A ton of fall out of self-regret. Hold the hand and hold your faith, but don't let.
Yeah, 107.3 WAF, the only station that really rocks. The band Feeder and Descend, that's a WAF exclusive. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Phones are going nuts. Everyone's got a comment about the Mayor Menino thing.
Yeah.
Want to go to the phones? If you want to talk, give us a call, 931-1AF. AF!
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, man.
Channel 4 just had it on the news that you guys are lying about Mayor Menino. It said on the TV that AF is giving out a false statement about Mayor Menino. He's not dead. He's still alive.
Get out of here.
They wrote it's an April Fool's joke. It was on, like, you know how they do the lottery numbers?
Yeah.
It went across the screen like that.
Get out of here!
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No.
You're lying.
I'm not at all.
You're lying.
I'm not lying, dude. My mother just had it on the TV, and she just told me, because I told it when you guys said it, he was dead. He just told me that they had it on the news that you guys were lying.
Come on.
I swear to God, I'm not lying.
It was scrolling across the bottom of the screen?
Yeah. It said that AAF is giving out a false statement about the death of Mayor Menino. Dude, you guys are causing an uproar in the city. Everybody's going nuts thinking he's dead. You guys are the shit, dude. I love you guys.
Come on!
That is the best joke, dude.
They were showing the lottery numbers and then they scrolled across the bottom of the screen?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, guess what we did to my teacher today?
Gotcha again!
Dude.
AF.
Yeah, hi. I just want to let you guys know that Opie and Anthony are the only two people that ever play an April Fool's joke on me.
Really?
Yes. No one can ever get me, and I believe in that Mayor Menino was killed. I swear to God, I went home. Listen, I was riding in the car, I was picking up my brother.
Yeah.
And I'm coming home.
Yeah.
And the both of us like, oh my God, he died. Oh. I go home, and I turn on New England Cable News, and I'm waiting for it, and waiting for it to be on the news.
Right, right, right.
Oh, I felt like such a fool. So I just wanted to let you guys know.
Gotcha.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Come on.
Let's all go to Larky's and have a beer today.
Yeah,
what do you say?
I'm going to go to Larky's.
I think Pearl Jam's coming back.
That is so funny. I mean, come on. Think about it. We're your source for news here. Your New England news source, Opie and Anthony Show.
Op and Ack.
Op Ack News. We'll tell you the stories that you need to know.
Let's jam one from Reload. It's Metallica. Fuel. Yeah. Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that which I desire.
My name is Jeff. The ladies call me Biggie Smalls. Notorious. L-I-T-T-L-E. Big time.
Shaft. Laugh if you want my cut in half. Organ speckle, rocket pump. When I wear tight jeans, you don't see no lump.
He's out of entertainment.
Why gotta be about inches?
He's out of entertainment.
Don't let it come between us. In love to my ladies, I always make them smile, cause they cool with the fact that I'm hung like a child. My little penis is so cute and sweet, that if I made a porno, it'd still be rated G. Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had pubes, before I used a razor.
Mama said, stand proud, throw away the ruler.
Other boys are bigger, but you're a lot cooler. Jewish gangster with a belly getting bigger, and the penis the size of a machine gun trigger.
Baruch,
Papa capping all them boys. I got a ding, a dong, a bigger than mine. On top of all this, I'm circumcised.
Woody Wiener, member Willie.
It hides up inside me when it gets real chilly.
Boner, sippy, carrots or pickle.
Call it what you want, I call mine the wriggle.
He's not a
little cause I love it. Kid.
Yo, I ain't even trying to hear that.
He's not a little kid.
Don't call it a thumbtack. You got a little weenie, say ho.
No.
You got a teeny weenie, say
hey ho.
And wave your little jimmies in the air. And pee like you just don't care. If you see me naked at the gym, don't stare. Stare.
He's out of there.
3 WAF, the only station that really rocks. Caroline Spine and Sullivan, one of the bands that played the indoor beach party this past Saturday night at the Bayside Expo Center. Excuse me, got to remind you that we're going to be showing a lot of the activities that went on at the Bayside Expo Center on Real Rock TV this Saturday night at midnight on WNI.
That's right.
I think we're going to be featuring the indoor beach party for the next 2 weeks, actually, on Real Rock TV. So if you went to the party, you might even see your face on TV this Saturday night. All right?
All right.
Want to take a few more calls before we get out of here?
Let's do that.
AF!
Okay, here's the question I have. A friend of mine calls, says that Mayor Tom Menino was killed in a car accident, and I'm thinking to myself that only someone like Opie and Anthony would try pulling a stunt like that on April Fool's Day. Now, what's the deal? Do you guys?
No one else came to mind, huh?
No. You were absolutely the first person that came to mind.
You sure it wasn't anyone else?
Yeah, maybe another wacky disc jockey could have pulled that one.
No, I don't think so.
Not one other DJ came to mind with a sick, twisted sense of humor like that, huh?
Not one other person in the whole state came to mind.
Well, we're the culprits.
We're the culprits.
Yeah.
But he's okay, yeah?
I guess.
Good as he's ever been.
Yeah. If okay is okay. All right.
I wouldn't call him okay, but he's still breathing.
He's still... There we go.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you. These phones are, like, lit, bro.
Wow, I'm getting some email, too.
What is the email saying?
Yeesh. From a former listener.
Oh, no.
I'm disappointed with you, too.
Why?
Of all the April Fool's jokes you could have pulled, you had to pick probably one of the most tasteless types of joke. The death of anyone isn't a funny thing, in any form, no matter how you look at it. I know no one died for real, and I have a good sense of humor as the next guy. Yeah, right. But I also have good taste. And what you two did today was just completely stupid. Do you think for more than 2 minutes before you do something like this?
I know everything is usually all fun and games in AAF land, but this time you really effed up. To prove to you that I have a good sense of humor, I think everything you guys have done on and off the radio up till now was the funniest stuff I ever heard. But I have to draw the line somewhere. And joking about someone's death, much less the mayor, is where I draw the line. I hope you guys regret what you have done, even just a little bit, after you think about it for a few minutes, which is perhaps what you should have done before. Signed, Dave Douglas, our program director. Wow. No, signed, a former listener. How about that?
I want to take another call. They're ringing like crazy.
Yeah.
AF.
Yes, I called earlier to ask you about the Menino hoax.
Yes.
I just want to let you people know, I think you're the lowest, most disgusting people I've ever heard. And I hope someday your family is hurt the way you've hurt a lot of people today.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, goodbye.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Starting to get a little ugly here.
Dude, I think we may have effed up today.
You think?
No.
It's AF. WAF, the only station that really rocks. Our Lady Peace and Clumsy. Wrapping up another Opie and Anthony show.
You got to thank John and Aaron for sending this in to me.
What is it?
It says, a test for Anthony. Do you have road rage?
Very
That's
nice.
Me. I'm going to have to take that.
Yeah, we can maybe talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, everyone goose on me.
If we're here tomorrow.
Don't!
What did Dada Dave say as he was saying goodbye to us today? I am freaking dead. No, he was reciting something.
Yes.
He was reciting some type of mantra.
Singing something. All I know is I saw him in the hallway. He put his hands, his head in his hands, and he's just going, the phone keeps ringing. I can't get any effing work done.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Wow. You got a few angry calls today. So do we.
A few. They're still ringing.
Your angry emails.
Yep.
Remember when we first got here to AFOP, how we'd get two or three calls during the whole show, and they were just to tell us, you know,
that we sucked.
We sucked. Where's Liz?
Right.
Now look.
Now there's about 100 calls
saying that
all
that
we say
suck.
We suck, and where's somebody else?
Oh, well.
All right. Well. It's been fun.
It has.
Tomorrow's going to be a rough day.
Why that April Fool's?
All right, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having a sense of humor. And thank you.
Wow.
Rocco on your radio next. Turn up the damn radio. It's 107.3 WAF, the only station that really rocks.